Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And I am the one and only Reverend Robin, the apostle called of God. You are the one and only that God chose you to be born on this time, this season. Don't dislike your life. God has called you. He knew that you could go through this year and this time in this world. That song, Mighty is Our God, reminds me of the open-air meeting in India. That's when the Lord gave it to me. And I'm telling you, those precious India people, there were just praising God. Mighty is our God. I praise his name. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. The Family Church of Jesus Christ. Our website is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. As I tell you, you can register for the college there. It is free. A two-year course if you'd like to be a part of our ministry of Pastor Gibran and I. We would be honored. But anyway, contact us if you'd like for us to come to your church and minister. God will never leave you. We love to share to the people, to let people know God's faithfulness, his love. He is a good God. He will never leave you. Now today, Apostle Robin is going to share with you. I'm going to have a special guest from Uganda on Monday, Brother Timothy. So be ready to hear him. But today, God gave me a word to share with you. Grace is enough. Grace is enough. You say, well, what is grace? Sometimes we just throw words out there. You know, in the Greek, it is charis, charis. Grace means divine influence upon the heart, loving kindness, bestowed upon one what he has not deserved. Glory be to God. I'm already getting excited. The charis of God, His grace. His grace. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. It's in the New Testament after Romans. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I'm going to start reading in verse 8. And God is able to make all grace, the charis, the kindness, the favor that one does not deserve, all grace abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency, excuse me, a little early, all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. In verse 11, being enriched in everything, in all bountifulness, I'm so sorry, bountifulness, which causes through that us thanksgiving to God. Hallelujah. So let's back up to verse 8. Grace, which we already defined, the charis of God, abound. That word abound means being in excess, abundance, to be over or exceed in measure, furnish one richly, so that he has abundance. Abundance, parousio, abound, parousio in the Greek, to be in excess. And so God is able to make all grace abound in excess towards you, and ye having all sufficiency, meaning all, oterkia, sufficiency, concretely, contentment, no aid or support needed, having all sufficiency, a perfect condition of life. Are you hearing me? All sufficiency, a perfect condition of life. Receive now God's grace that is abounding towards you. Receive that grace. And in verse 11, it says, being enriched, that's did so, to make wealthy, rich spiritually and physically, spiritually, physically, mentally, in all things, in every area, to furnish completely. God enriches us in everything. Can you say that? Through us, to bless us all. He supplies all by his grace, his charis, his loving kindness. In verse, let's see, in 9, 14 and 15, and by their prayers for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God. That word exceeding means to throw over, to throw over. Throw over beyond anything, exceeding grace. God wants to throw above and beyond to you all sufficiency above and beyond through his grace. Glory be to God. In verse 15, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift, who is Jesus. Through Jesus, We have this exceeding great grace, the haris, the divine influence upon our hearts, his loving kindness. Oh, glory be to God. Just think about it. The creator of all things. He knew you before the beginning of this world to give you his exceeding grace, exceeding love to the church, to this world, through Jesus Christ. I want you to turn now to the same book, 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9. And this is God speaking to you also. He was speaking to the Apostle Paul. And he said unto me, in verse 9 of chapter 12, 2 Corinthians, my grace is sufficient. Is sufficient. Remember our previous, having all sufficiency, a perfect condition of life. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You can do this. You can do this. Your weakness is made strong through his exceeding grace. Most gladly, therefore, I will glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. His quietness, his peace, his grace, all sufficiency. Receive today. Apostle Robin is praying for you. Let us hear from you. God is not difficult. Just receive his perfect life through his grace. In verse 10, there, chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in trials, in tests, tribulations, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, there I am strong. Hallelujah. He said to Paul, my grace, the favor bestowed, overflowing on us, is sufficient. No aid, no support needed, none. His grace is complete, divine act to us. The dunamis power, the working power, is made perfect in your weakness. Just come to him. Just come to him. That weakness means the want of strength, the frailty. He is your strength. Receive that grace. Grace is enough. Grace is enough, everyone. Thank you for receiving this word from us today. Bless the people right now. And whether it be now or in the future, Lord, your grace is enough. Oh, we just worship you, Lord. We receive all sufficiency, the completeness of life through you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, until Monday, have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful life in God's grace. It is abounding in you today. Mighty is our God, our praise your name.
Praise your name.